Fire up the barbecue. We will get straight to the barbecue stopper, which is a story in the Herald Sun about 82-year-old Jim Craig, who was born in his Carnegie house and he wants to stay there. Burnzo, you and I were discussing it much earlier this morning. It's a legal conundrum as much as it is anything. Here's the situation. Jim's father left the house, not to Jim, but to Jim's two nephews, but with Jim to have a life interest in the house. That is, he can stay there as long as he wants to.
Until he dies or until he decides to leave it, yes.
But Glen Eira Council want to compulsorily acquire the house and bulldoze it to create a park. Well, you know what happens for the two nephews who own it, presumably. They would be compensated. What happens to the person who has a life interest in the house? Anton Dunhill is a partner in property disputes and compulsory acquisitions at Hunt & Hunt Lawyers. Anton, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
What happens to a person who has a life interest in a house that a council compulsorily acquires?
Generally speaking, they have a right to compensation, much like a person who's a tenant or a person who owns their house outright. Anyone with an interest in land that's compulsory acquired has that sort of right.
So there are three people who have a right here. There are the two nephews who are going to acquire it when presumably Jim dies, and Jim, who might say, on average, have another 3 years to live. What is the situation with the three of them?
Well, generally speaking, when you've got owners like this and someone with a life interest, the owners will have a market value assessment as well as other heads of claim. That will, of course, take into account that they may not have direct and immediate access to the house. In other words, you wouldn't expect that the value that they'd be compensated for would be 100% as if they owned the house and were able to live in it. Then his interest would be a separate one.
His interest is an interesting one. So does the council have to come to an arrangement whereby they say, we'll find you equivalent accommodation and as long as you live, we'll pay the rent? Or would they want to give him a lump sum, difficulty not going to know whether Jim is going to live to 83 or 110?
Frequently we can negotiate a variety of different arrangements, but the law on this is quite clear. Once this PAO goes on, if that's what happens, this public acquisition overlay, and if it's ultimately acquired, then it's a market value assessment of this interest. So in other words, what would the market pay for a life interest in this property in addition to the other heads of claim, such as, for instance, the removalist costs and the moving costs? And
Anton, just thought of another situation. I'm the council. How about I say I compensate the nephews by compulsorily acquiring the house, but Jim can stay there as long as he lives, and when he moves out, we'll bulldoze it and make it a park.
That is one arrangement that can be entertained. Short answer is it can be entertained, but the law doesn't specifically contemplate that.
Good on you, Anton. Nice to chat.
Thanks very much.
Anton Dunhill from Hunt & Hunt.